Hey, how's everybody doing? You're listening to the Day Tripper Podcast, episode 5-3, or is this 5-2?
It's actually 53.
Because the sports one was supposed to be 52?
Yeah.
Well, then this is 52.
No, 52 was last month's Talking okay. Texas. So 53 was supposed to be sports.
This is the second 53.
Exactly.
Aha! It's September 2017. Let's do it! All right, guys. So this is podcast 53. I'm Chet Garner, your host, joined by my co-host, Todd White.
Howdy, folks.
Yes, sir. And sorry for the confusion. There was a sports podcast that got recorded, but our apologies to Mr. Chad Hastings from 104.9 The Horn. His audio did not get recorded.
That was my fault. I apologize.
We call them snafus. As a punishment, Todd's going to have to do a sports podcast entirely on his own.
And this is what it's going to sound like. You ready?
Yeah.
And thank you.
No. No, we're going to make you talk for an hour like true sports broadcasters do. Like, you have to fill the airwaves, but you got to talk for an hour about sports. Could you even do that at all?
I couldn't even get 5 minutes into sports at all. Zero.
I didn't think so. Oh, man. Okay, so but today is Talking Texas. Thank you to our sponsor, the City of Tomball, for all that they do to support us. You guys know Tomball, north of Houston. We're going to be talking about Houston a lot today, but before we do, Tomball's this great town. Small, quaint Main Street. Some of the best barbecue you'll find in the state. We were actually there this month for a meetup. Went and did a meetup in Houston. Had tons of day trippers come out and say howdy to us. So that was a lot of fun if you were in Tomball.
Where is this best barbecue that you speak of?
Oh, Rudy's Barbecue.
Of course.
No,
mention that.
There is a Rudy's in Tomball, but no, the Tejas.
Ah, yes, Tejas.
Tejas. We've talked to you guys about Tejas in the past. It is delicious. But if you want to know more about Tomball, Tomball Texan for Fun on Facebook, that's the easiest way to find them. Tomball Texan for Fun. So, guys, we are, you know, it is September, and it is not without sadness, I guess, that we do this podcast just because of all the just horrible devastation we've seen over the past couple weeks in Texas. So straight from the beginning, all of our hearts, all of our prayers, all of our thoughts. I know that gets said a lot, but truly we are praying for the people of Texas from Rockport and even below that, Corpus Christi, North Padre Island, all the way to Orange, Texas, and even further north of Orange. We're praying for you guys. Y'all hang in there. It's a long road ahead. And for the people who aren't directly affected by the storm, and there are so many people directly affected by Harvey, we are now given the opportunity to help out any way we possibly can. We've got of course, donate your time, donate your money. And I understand budgets can be tight. So if you don't have money to give, there are plenty of opportunities where you can donate an afternoon of your time. You can take, you know, join a convoy and go help people rip sheetrock out. Those are certainly the most physical jobs because floodwater is nasty. I've helped some family members recover from floods. And it is gross. It's gross, gross work. And there are so many people. And maybe you're blessed enough to have family and friends around you that would come help you rip out the sheetrock and the wet insulation and get your house in order. Well, there's a lot of people who don't. A lot of people who are in the situation who they don't have a soul around them that can come and help. And so they're put in the unfortunate position of paying someone to do it, but there's no one to do it. Everybody is already booked on jobs, or the local contractors were flooded themselves. And so, guys, rise to the Texas standard and go and help someone affected by Harvey. Some that might just be calling and checking on them. If you got friends, family in Houston or somewhere along the coast, just let them know you care, that you're thinking about them. Ask them if there's anything you can do. This was kind of, you know, there's so many places. This was a catastrophic flood and hurricane of like that we've never seen. You think about like Corpus to Port Arthur and Orange, and so deep with, you know, like not just the coast. Usually when a hurricane hits, right, the front line gets ripped up, but then the storm slowly peters out as it drives inland, and this one just didn't do that. So we love all you guys. this month, the next podcast we do, we're going to be talking to some people who are there on the front lines, getting their stories, talking all about it. And just, if you think you've already got Harvey fatigue, well, you ain't seen nothing yet, guys, because the people who don't have homes now, I've got family and friends that feel like family that haven't even gotten to go in their homes yet. They're still flooded. We're 2 weeks out pretty much from this thing. So please go do everything you can. This is at the bottom of the podcast. I'll mention it again, but we've got a shirt now that holds a Sam Houston quote from 1835 that says, "Let the brave rally to our standard." And that was the way Sam made a final pitch to get volunteers for the Texas Revolution. And we can say that thing almost verbatim today. Let the brave rally to our standard. And that is, one, the Texas flag. They used to call flag standards. But two, the Texas spirit. I mean, we've seen people rally together and truly set the standard for how to operate and respond. And we're going to be needing to do that for the next 6 months, 1 year, because this thing ain't going away. Recovery is a long, long road. Anyway, what have we been doing this past month as we jump into this next segment? Well, it's been kind of an interesting month. Lots of travel. Of course, the last 2 weeks have been dominated with Harvey talk. I grew up in Port Neches, so I've got tons of friends whose homes were flooded. Lots of them. And not just by a little bit of water. Some had 6 feet of water in their houses.
Wow.
6 feet. One of them was on Facebook that said, "Hey, we need rescuing. P.S. There's an alligator at our front door, so don't come in the front door."
Wow.
Yeah. Man, the bayou just swelled up and rushed into people's homes. It's kind of crazy. It's not kind of crazy. It is crazy. So it was strange when Harvey hit. We were actually out of state. I was filming something for Best Western in Arizona. You talk about just kind of mentally tough to not be in the state you love while some tragedy like that's going on. Also did a lot of other things, and I want to tell people about it. One of the things, I teased it last podcast, was that I tried a new sport. A brand new sport, Todd.
A new sport.
Surfing.
Is this why you're limping today?
No.
That's a different story?
Different story, because I am walking with the gimp limp all over this place today. Wake surfing, you know what that is?
I don't.
Well, let me tell you. It is a, it's kind of like wakeboarding.
Remember, it's a sport, right?
No, oh, that's right. Yeah. All right. You like golf, right?
I used to.
You used to. You've given that up. You've put up your clubs.
Clubs are put up. They're sold.
So wake surfing, it's a sport where if you kind of start like wakeboarding, you're drug behind a boat, but eventually you get into the sweet spot on the wake and you throw the rope away and you surf the wake. And it is a big enough wake that it can just propel you. And okay. So you can surf your way all around the lake because these boats throw out this big consistent wave. It's a never-ending wave.
So is this like a way to surf on the lake as opposed to surfing at the beach?
And I would, I don't know if it's better, but it's definitely more consistent. I mean, you get a consistent wave that never goes away. You have to catch it and then you're in it forever. So if you want to learn like new surf tricks, this would be the place to do it because it's never ending.
That sounds kind of cool.
Versus, waves on the coast, like I've got to catch a good one and then every wave's going to be a little different. And so if you're a surfer, I've only surfed like a couple times. If you're a surfer, I could see how that might be a challenge. Like you never know what the wave's going to do. But this was awesome because the wave was right just perfect and you just surf through it. No, I got my gimp limp because I tried to treat a knee board like it was a wake surfboard. That doesn't work very well. So I was on Lake Palestine for Labor Day, where my in-laws live, and was knee boarding and thought, hey, this board looks kind of like a wake surfboard. I'll just treat it like a wake surfboard and I'll get out of the water and then I'll look all cool to my father-in-law. And anyway, was getting drugged behind the boat because he's got like a 75 horsepower engine. And I know that didn't mean anything to you, but that's like a wimpy engine to do anything behind. You can kind of tube behind it, but that's it.
Is that a fishing boat?
No, it's a pontoon boat.
Okay.
That'd be a pontoon boat. And was getting drugged through the water and then pop, heard something snap and realized, I thought I dislocated my hip, but realized, nope, just a torn hamstring.
Ow.
Yep, yep.
Not fun.
Nah, nah, nah. But I'm not one to complain, so I'm just gimping, limping around here. So,
I don't think I've ever seen you gimping, limping like this, and it's interesting.
She hurts.
We were going up and down some stairs there.
She hurts,
you were like
Todd.
One step at a time.
Yep, one step at a time.
Man, ouch.
One step at a time.
Not fun.
Let's see, what else did I do? Oh, went to, we filmed the Houston episode, which much love to the folks in Houston. A lot of the stuff we filmed flooded. Because we filmed Buffalo Bayou, all kinds of stuff.
Isn't that just crazy? Because I was thinking about that while I was watching the storm.
Yeah.
And a lot of the places that were getting hit, we had just been to within the past few years. I mean, Port Aransas and
yeah.
the Orange episode and all that. And it was just interesting to be going, wow.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of places that are very dear to me got hit by the hurricane. Let's see. Other things in other news, UT stinks at football. But that's okay, because so does A&M and so does Baylor. So it looks like I'm going to be...
I heard it was a rough Texas weekend.
Oh, it was a tough weekend. It was a tough weekend. UT just got completely obliterated by Maryland, and they almost pulled it back to within a win for a little while there, but they just really got obliterated. Baylor lost to Liberty University, which that's... Those, you know the cupcake games? The cupcake games you're supposed to schedule at the beginning of the season to where you get a couple wins under your belt, you feel really good about yourself? Yeah, Baylor lost one of those. But then A&M, Aggies, I got to give it to you guys. Y'all gave up the 1 point shy of the largest comeback in NCAA history. They had a team down 44-10, and they lost.
Wait, A&M had somebody beat
44-10.
And they ended up losing?
Yep, lost.
That's shameful.
Yep, yep.
I mean, that's horrible.
It's bad.
How do you do that?
Not a good week for Texas football, man.
Wow.
Yep, awful. So that's pretty much me. What about you, TB?
You know, I've been working on a couple of different projects. Spent some time this past weekend up in Dallas working on some video projects for a office space. Company, Meridian Business Solutions and Business Centers.
So do you have like models looking like they're young professionals, like walking
between? We actually used clients.
Oh, all right.
And it was great. It was really cool.
Cool.
And then I've also been working with Austin Foodstagram, which is an Instagram account here in Austin, and been working on some projects for them as well that involves Lexus and Chameleon Cold Brew Coffee and Sprinkles Cupcakes and stuff like that.
Nice.
And then we're planning a benefit show. So Fashion X, one of the groups I work with that does Austin Fashion Week, Dallas and Houston Fashion Week, we're doing a Harvey benefit show this week coming up on Friday.
Sweet.
So it's been putting together a fashion show within a week and a half time.
Wow. Nice.
So that'll be a lot of fun.
Cool.
That's
fun.
Pretty cool.
Fun.
Very cool.
How do you raise money at a fashion show? Just on the tickets?
Selling tickets. So we have,
okay, tickets.
We have everything has been donated. So the JW Marriott's given us a space to do it in, the big ballroom, and then we've got lighting and stage prep. All the designers are coming in and doing it, no cost.
Wow.
Everybody's pitching in food, drinks, everything.
Cool.
Yep, all the proceeds go right into a Harvey fund.
Love it. Love it. Well, while we've been very active, so has Texas.
While you've been listening to this podcast, lots of stuff's been going on in the Lone Star State. This is Meanwhile in Texas.
We've got a blog post called Heroes During Harvey that's up on thedaytripper.com. If you want to hear some very heartwarming, inspiring stories about normal people helping other people out, that'd be the place to go. But we've also got some stories of things that happened in Texas, un-Harvey related. What about you, Todd? What'd you find?
You know, I normally don't do this, but I figure the day that we're recording this is the 5th of September.
Yep.
And I get this email that comes in every day, and it's the Today in Texas History.
Oh, yeah,
love that email.
Uh-huh.
Today, 1836, Sam Houston. Yep, the victor of San Jacinto was elected president of the newly founded Republic of Texas.
Ta-da!
I thought that was kind of cool. I hadn't really done a lot of research on just that whole election and stuff.
Yeah.
And it was a really interesting election, actually, when you look at it.
He got like 75% of the vote, or like 70?
He did, and he was up against people like Stephen F. Austin and up against Lamar as well, who was the keenest blade at San Jacinto, they said. But he just took off and jumped in only 15 days prior to the election as well.
And smoked everybody. Well, he was the war hero, you know, and like back in those days, war heroes were their professional athletes. If you were a war hero, you were a celebrity.
You were the man.
Yeah. A celebrity winning an election. That sounds familiar.
Wow.
Things don't change that much, guys. That's right.
What about you?
Yeah. Well, I found this story, and this is something like if you are a, I think like a herpophobe. What's it called? You're scared of snakes.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway.
Snakeophobe.
Right. So there's this. Yeah, that'll work. There's a car going down the road in Southwest San Antonio. It blows a tire, flips, rolls over. Sounds dangerous enough, but this car was carrying 30 snakes, one live alligator, and one tortoise. It rolled. The snakes got out.
That's a very random mix.
I know, isn't it? These weren't coming from a zoo. These were all privately owned, but among them were rattlers and cottonmouths. And so these guys, this is like people's worst nightmare. So these people, this man and this young lady, were trapped inside the van with cages of venomous snakes that had just broken open.
I would have messed my pants.
Yeah.
Officially would have lost it.
You imagine.
What were they doing?
That's why do you own 30 snakes in the first place? I don't know.
Why are you driving around in a van with all of this?
Good question.
I mean, were they fixing to go? I'm getting myself in trouble for this. Are they fixing to go sell this to make some new belts and boots and handbags?
Maybe. We've got a rattlesnake on our desk right now. The non-living one, but it was alive at one point. I don't know, but that sounds to me like one of the most terrifying nightmares anybody could be trapped in. Trapped inside of a wrecked van, venomous snakes on the loose. You can't get out, and they're slithering around your face.
Did anyone get hurt?
Supposedly, no bites.
Wow.
I know. The rescue workers had to come and pry them out.
That is insane. That is insane. Wow. Man.
All right, let's talk about Texas music.
I remember my old man.
So this month we're going to be featuring Mr. Kyle Park. Now, Kyle Park was recently named as one of the top 5 Texas music artists to watch in 2017. He's an Austin native, and he lives in Leander. Kyle got his start learning to play guitar at age 14, and then in the very next year, age 15, he performed live and wrote his first song. And when he was 17 years old, he began to find himself playing gigs at the Broken Spoke and opening for Sleep at the Wheel. Since then, he has performed and opened for a number of country artists, including Clint Black, Mark Chestnut, Gary Allen, Jack Ingram, and the Randy Rogers Band. One of the unique things about Kyle Park also is that he owns his own music label, Kyle Park Music. That gives him full creative control over the entire record-making process. And in addition to writing his own music, singing, and performing, he also owns his own apparel line called Sea Level. He has an online store, and you can also find his stuff here in Georgetown over at the Mesquite Creek Outfitters. And while we've been talking, and we're going to close out this segment with it, we've been listening to one of his latest singles called Don't Forget Where You Come From. And as you know, we love all things Texas, so by all means, get out there and check out Kyle Park. And you can listen to his music on iTunes, or he's also on Spotify as well. So go check him out, kylepark.com.
Let's jump into the questions, Todd.
Are we there yet? Hey, can you pass me the snacks? When are we gonna stop? I gotta go.
All right, so this question comes from Dolly Schwinn, who did not give us her location. She sent an email into us, so thank you very much.
All right.
Remember, people, send us emails with your questions to podcast@thedaytripper.com.
That's bingo.
podcast@thedaytripper.com. So Dolly says, we love to watch the show and wish we could tell when a new season starts. We feel like we see most everything, and they often repeat, but we can't tell when the new season starts. How do we know when new episodes are coming out to be sure we don't miss them?
Well, Dolly, I like the name, by the way. You need to subscribe to our newsletter. That's the best way that I can tell you. Fail safe. You will find out about new episodes. Or follow us on social media. Anytime we drop new episodes, we will promote the heck out of them because we want to make sure people don't miss them. We use our email list. We also use social media. So Facebook, you'll see them. But just to make things easy, new episodes in October, February, and May.
There you go.
And then those repeat.
So within a month, new stuff.
That's right.
Coming out. All right, next question comes from Viramontis Rosaria, and I hope I got that right, or Rosara, says, I'm going to be attending a wedding in Seaton, S-E-A-T-O-N. I'm traveling with a 4-year-old and a 7-year-old. Any ideas of things to do that are in that general area? It's not limited to temple. I'm not just familiar with what to do in that area with kids. Help.
All right.
You know, being in Temple, you're not that far from Waco, and you've got the zoo, which is fantastic.
You know, Seton, I'm going to be honest, I had to Google where it was. Did you know where Seton was?
Nope.
Yeah, it looks like it's about 10, 15 miles east of Temple, right on the way to Zobchickville. Zobchickville.
Right on the tip of my tongue.
Zobchickville, spelled Z-A-B-C-I-K-V-I-L-L-E. Zobchick.
Sounds like it's one of those Czech places.
It does.
Yeah.
All right. So with kids, Temple, I would do this. Yes, you're not too far from the Waco Zoo. If you want to drive to the Cameron Park Zoo, Waco Zoo is phenomenal. In Belton, there is also Nolan Creek that goes through town. People love swimming there. It's this little creek. They built these little man-made rapids. It's so much fun. Every time I've gone out, there's at least 30 people kind of splashing in the water. Lake Belton has Temple Lake Park if you want to go swimming. That's a really solid place. There's good history museums in Temple and Belton. You'll be easily able to find those. Just Google history, Bell County. But I mentioned Zobchickville. There's Green's Smokehouse in Zobchickville. Delicious stuff.
Good stuff?
Delicious stuff.
I don't think we've ever day tripped to there yet.
Nope, not yet. I'm saving that one for a special occasion.
You are. All right.
I gotta figure out what else is in Zobchickville. I don't think there's anything else in Zobchickville.
Fantastic. Fantastic. All right. Let's move on.
Hey, day tripper. I got a bone to pick with you.
Oh my goodness, it's the day tripper. We love your show.
You know, people always love giving us their opinion, whether we request it or not.
Yeah, isn't that funny how that works?
Yep, love
it. I'm not really sure. So we have Bill Tolls writes in and says, this is just a positive thing. Thanks for all you do, Chet and crew. My wife and I, not native Texans, sorry, he apologizes for that.
That's all right, we'll forgive you.
It's all good, you're here now. Have learned so much about our new home. God bless and keep you safe on the Texas highways and byways, sir.
Thanks, Bill. Very
super
encouraging.
Nice. Super Love. Nice. And then feedback from a place that we visited when we were in Bernie. So the Soda Pops Sugar Shack.
Love that place.
I say that a ton of times.
Soda Pops Sugar Shack.
Exactly. Says, we still have visitors coming in from our day trip or episode. You guys are incredible. Thank you so much for giving back and supporting small business.
Woohoo! Hey. You got a small business that makes a delicious peanut butter banana milkshake, we will support you.
I
agree.
That's
a fact.
You know, we hear that often, though.
Yeah.
From different businesses that they continually, they can always tell when a day tripper episode has a rerun.
Oh, yeah. Because we...
Even here in Georgetown, all things
you guys
kids.
Are awesome. Y'all go to the places we put on TV, so thank y'all.
Which is great. All right, next up, Kevin Wright. Do not know where he is from. There was an exchange that occurred on Facebook, and we were promoting an episode and promoting something.
Okay.
And he responded, one of the first people to respond, and says, I can't stand that program or him. He has made a joke of his opportunity to highlight real Texas treasures. But then again, any publicity is good, I reckon. He's a Bob Phillips knockoff.
Hey, he called us a Bob Phillips knockoff. That's a compliment. Bob is the king. You know, Bob Wills is the king of Western swing. Bob Phillips is the king of the Texas travelogue biz. So, we're all Bob Phillips knockoffs, I suppose.
Guess so. I guess so.
Kevin, well, there's a lot of good shows. Bob's is still on, so you can go watch that one. I mean, you know, people who don't have anything better to do than chime in with negative comments on Facebook posts. I love them. I love them. Keeps our job interesting.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I agree. Time. All right.
Cool. Well, guys, thank y'all. Remember, Todd said, podcast at thedaytripper.com. I want to plug the Harvey shirts again. Get on thedaytripper.com/shop. You'll find those. Raising money. We've raised over $4,000 to give to the Harvey effort. So thank y'all for being part of that. City of Tomball. A lot of people up there still affected by Harvey. So why don't you go down there? Bring them your good, hard-earned money and help them get back on their feet. They would certainly appreciate it. And then I'm going to give you a little teaser for the next episode. We are going on the front lines of Harvey. Some of our dearest friends here in Georgetown saw the storm hit. They joined the Texas Navy. Those boats of normal Joes going down and rescuing people. The Cajun Navy, I believe, is just from Louisiana. Even though I was calling them all the Cajun Navy, turns out they're from Louisiana. The Texas Navy is from Texas. These guys were down there. So we're going to hear from them as to what that was actually like and talk to them and get a little deeper than just a 10-second news clip, because we've seen those guys on the news, but they got 10 seconds. Wow, you were crazy, blah, blah, blah. I've got some other deeper diving questions that I want to ask them about how that whole thing went down. But also, do not fear, our sports update will be here at some point. I have no idea when, but don't worry.
Don't worry, it's not going to be me having to do it.
Yeah, that's right. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, guys.
And bye, con Dios, amigos.